Today I'm going to talk about a topic that is very difficult to talk about.
今天我将要讲一个非常难讲的讲题。
I have tried to write it out before I speak several times.
在我讲之前我把它写出来好几次。
But each time when I put something down, it doesn't seem right.
但每一次我把东西写出来我就觉得 有一些东西不对。
And so each time I threw it away.
所以我就把它丢了。
And it has been like that for a whole week.
整个礼拜都是这样的光景。
And I know what approximately what I want to say.
我大概知道我要讲什么。
But somehow it doesn't come out right.
但是呢，就是讲的不对。
Now if you were me, what would you do?
如果你是我，你会怎么办呢？
Thank you very much.
谢谢。
Some people suggest me to pray.
有一些人建议我去祷告。
Now the assumption is that I didn't pray.
这假设是说我没有祷告。
I did pray.
我真的祷告了。
After you pray and you try very hard, it still doesn't work. What do you do?
当你 祷告完，你还是还非常努力，但是还是没有结果，你该怎么办呢？
啊、？Just say what God wants you to say, and some people say wait. Some people, any other suggestions?
就是说神叫我们说的，有的人说等待，还有没有别的建议呢？
See, the problem with us is that we all know.
我们的问题就是我们都知道。
But when things happen to us, each one of us will just try this and try that.
可是当事情临到我们身上，我们就是这里试试，那里试试。
I want to tell you that I'm no different from anybody.
我要告诉你，我跟你们是一样的。
There is never a time that people call me an apostle.
从来也没有人叫过我是使徒
，nor a prophet，
或者是先知
，nor actually a lot of people call me teacher。
事实上很多人叫我老师。
And some people even suggest that I have the gift to preach the gospel。
有人甚至认为我有传福音的天分。
But deep down in my heart, I know I'm not a very gifted man。
但是我心里深处我知道我不是一个很有天赋的人。
I think I struggle.If not as much than others, if not more than others, it's just as much.
我的困苦以及挣扎就跟你们大家是一样的。
But I'm a worker in Christ.
但是我是基督里的仆人，工作者。
And so it is when it's my turn to speak, I have to speak.
所以当我要讲的道的时候，我就必须要讲。
Now if it comes to the time for you to serve, and you find out that you have no strength, but you have to.
如果你要服侍的时候，你发现你虽然没有力量，但是你还必须要去的话
，and it is not a good feeling.
这不是一种很好的感觉。
It is not a very confident work.
这不是很有信心的事工。
But I just want to say that I understand. Sometimes when we are asked to do something in church, we all feel the same way.
但是我只是要讲，有时候呢，教会叫我们做这一些事情的时候，我们都是这样同样的感觉。
But what are we to do?
但是我们要怎么做呢？
So the Bible teaches that by ourselves we can't.
所以圣经上告诉我们，靠我们自己，我们没办法。
But in God, nothing is impossible.
但是靠着神，每一件事都可能。
So how do we apply this knowledge of faith?
所以我们该如何运用这个信心的知识？
And so Brother Austin Spark has a very good book that I recommend everybody to read.
Austin Spark.这位弟兄有一本很好的书，我建议你们可以读。
And it is called the Pioneer of the Heavenly Ways, 属天道路的先锋。
这本书叫《属天道路的先锋》。
It is a book that captures my heart. Many, many years ago when I first read it.
很多年前我读的时候，这是一本可以夺取我心的书。
When I first read it, I thought, now I know what to do.
当我刚读的时候，我现在我知道要做什么了。
I know exactly what I must do when I'm in a time of trial.
我确切知道我该做什么，当我在试探中。
But there is a difference between knowledge and our experience.
但是我们的知识和我们的经验是有差别的。
There is a gap that we find out that there is no power in us to cross over.
有一道鸿沟，我发现我们里头没有力量能够跨越这道鸿沟。
And I not only see that in myself, but everyone around me.
不止我身上有这个问题，每我周围每一个人都有这个问题。
Now because I pay attention to my son the most, so I see that this is his big problem as well.
所以我认为我知道这是一个很大的问题。
And because I pay attention to my son the most.
因为我对我的儿子放最大，我对他最用心，所以我知道这个问题很大的问题。
And oftentimes he knows one thing, but he cannot do it.
很多时候我的儿子他知道一件事，但是他没有办法去做。
Now, as a father, what will you do?
身为父亲，我该怎么做呢？
I used to ask about, you know, when you discover you can, what would you do? But now, as a third person, as a father, what would you do to other people?
我以前会说，当你有问题的时候，你该怎么做？但现在用第三人称，我说，身为一个爸爸，爸爸该怎么做？
If I repeat the same question, then someone would say, pray for him, and so on and so forth.
如果我再问一次，我知道你们又会说，哦，帮他祷告，帮他祷告。
But the fact of the matter is that without God, we can't do it also.
但确实上就是没有神，我们还是没有办法做。
And we know this is true on ourselves, and this is also true on everybody else.
我知道这在我们自己身上是真的，在任何一个人身上都是这种光景。
And in the summer conference,
在夏令会时
we heard about from the message that we are the branches.
我们在讯息中知道我们是葡萄枝。
And the branches of the vine is supposed to bear fruit.
葡萄树的葡萄枝必须要结果子。
And we know the purpose of all Christians is to bear fruit.
我们知道每一个基督徒存在的目的就是要结果子。
And so therefore, we sing the hymn, Make me a blessing to bear fruit for others.
所以呢，我们唱这首诗歌，让我成为祝福，让我能够结果实。
And we heard specifically from the message that the fruit is not for your own enjoyment.
我们从这篇讲道中，我们知道这个果实不是让你自己享用。
Every Christian to bear fruit is so that the people around you can enjoy what is life.
基督徒的结果实是让你周围的人能够享受生命。
What is the life of Christ?
基督的生命是什么呢?
When they have a taste of Christ's life through you.
所以我们什么时候可以有这种基督的生命?
Then people will see Christ is alive in you.
那人们就会看到基督在我们身上活着。
And so I'm saying all these things in order to bring your attention to this topic today.
我刚刚讲这些就是希望你能够放注意力到我今天要讲的主题。
And the topic is about the leadership in Christ.
今天的主题是有关于在基督里的领导层。
All of us is potential a leader in Christ.
我们每一个人都有成为在基督里成为领导者的潜力。
Because God is calling every one of us to follow him.
因为神叫我们每一个人来跟随他。
If there is any man who truly follows him,
如果大家真正的跟随他,
that particular person becomes a leader to others.
那一个特别跟随神的人就成为别人的领
导者。 Now the important question is that, do we see what the Lord wants from us?
重要的问题是我们到底有没有看到神是要我们心意
是什么? Oftentimes we only see the difficult circumstance coming upon us.
我们常常只是看到我们周围困苦的环境。
But we don't see the hand beyond all the difficulties.
但是我们也没看到困苦这些东西的后面有一双巨大的手。
So everyone will apply our knowledge in order to remove the difficulties ahead of us.
所以每个人就用自己的知识来排除这些困难。
And we know how to solve problems in our own version.
我们知道如何用我们自己的方式来解决问题。
But the leadership in Christ is bigger than that.
但是基督里的领导层是不一样的。
And the leadership of Christ is that so that whatever problems in front of me, I can work through in order to reach to the person behind it.
所以基督里的领导者他们知道不管问题有多大，我就要这样经过可以接触到后面那个巨大的手。
And these, just like Jesus Christ himself,
就像耶稣基督他自己。
In his eyes, there is no enemies.
在他的眼中没有敌人。
He knows the enemy of God.
他知道神的敌人。
He knows when hypocrisy is in front of him, he can see them.
他知道预言在他前面，他可以看到。
And he hates hypocrisy to the utmost as well.
他也不喜欢这些。
But on the other hand, he loves sinners.
但另一方面，他也爱罪人。
He is willing to die for sinners and to be make himself a blessing for the sinners.
他愿意为罪人而死，甚至让自己成为罪人的祝福。
And we find out that this life of Jesus Christ is very different from how human being we act on earth.
所以我们可以发现，耶稣基督的生命跟我们周围的人很大的不同。
And all of us is trying to make ourselves better.
我们每一个人都想让我们自己更好。
And why we sing a lot of times, make me a blessing.
我们为什么要唱？很多时候我们要唱，让我们成为一个祝福。
Or I want to bear fruit.
或者我要结果实。
Because somehow in our head we think that this is something good, and I want to have it.
因为我们的脑中我们知道，哦，这是一件好事，所以我要成为这样。
But oftentimes we do not know what we are asking.
但很多时候我们不知道我们到底在求什么。
We are asking the Lord to have a free will on our hand, on our person.
我们要求主能够在我们身上有一个自由意志。
That he can do anything he wants in order to make us conform to the image of his son.
所以呢，他可以在我们身上做他自己的工，让我们成为他儿子的影像。
And let us turn open our Bible.
我们打开我们的圣经。
To Revelation chapter 1.
启示录第一章。
And we will first read verses 8 and 9.
我们一开始将读第八、第九节。启示录第一章第八、第九节。
And I will read a verse, our brother will read, follow. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
主神说我是阿拉法我是奥米伽是昔在今在以后永在的神阿拉法及奥米伽乃是希腊字母末首两字
read verse 9 I John your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Christ which are in Jesuswas on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
启示录一章九节，我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道，并为耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。
Now the Apostle John wrote the book of Revelation in his old days.
使徒约翰在他的晚年写下了启示录。
In fact, when he wrote the book of Revelation, many of his own peers have already passed on.
事实上，当他写启示录的时候，很多其他的使徒已经不在人世。
He was the longest living apostle at the time when he was in the island of Patmos.
当他在伯麻的海岛上的时候，他是最长寿的使徒。
We know that means it is the time after Paul had done his brilliant work in the church.
我们知道这是在使徒保罗已经做伟大的工作，在教会上做伟大工作之后。
Paul was a great apostle.
保罗是一个伟大的使徒。
He saw the revelation of Jesus Christ so clearly and he taught them very concisely.
他看到耶稣基督的启示这么清楚的看到他也非常准确的能够传达。
And Paul was so faithful and true to his calling.
保罗对他自己的呼召是这么的真实这么的有信心。
And he served the church of God, day and night without any reservation.
他服侍主耶稣基督的教会没有任何的保留。
And when he sees that there's some ignorance happening in the church, he will speak to them directly.
当他看到教会有不好忽视的地方，他会立刻讲出来。
When he saw there is apostasy, false teaching that happened in the church, he will correct them.
当他看到教会里有不正当 错误的讲的时候，讲学的时候，他会马上指责他。
And when he saw some degrading immorality, he would stand up to stand against them.
当他看到道德上有败坏的时候，他会立刻站起来反对。
Paul was a fearsome soldier of Christ.
保罗是基督里勇敢的军兵。
And he would not relent until he had delivered God's commission to him.
他永不放弃，一直到他能够达成神对他的托付。
Paul did not mind of his own life.
保罗不在意他自己的生命。
He was ready to pour out his own life for the sake of Christ.
他愿意为基督牺牲他自己的生命。
Paul indeed was the example for many.
保罗其实上是一个例子，是一个。
Paul is the example for the entire church.
保罗是整个教会的榜样。
But Paul's standard is so high also for us.
但保罗的标准是那么的高。
And sometimes we look at Paul and we say, wow, we admire that.
有时候我们看到保罗，我们说我们非常敬佩他。
And sometimes we even hear brothers say that, I want to be a martyr as well.
所以我们有时候看到，有弟兄会说我也要这样。
And it is not, but the fact of the matter is not everyone has the same calling as Paul.
事实上并不是每一个人都有保罗的呼召。
But everyone is supposed to come together to receive the Paul's revelation together.
但是每一个人大家应该合在一起来一起接受保罗的启示。
And Paul's ministry is always for the entire church.
保罗的使命一直就是为了整个教会。
But at the time when John wrote the book of Revelation,
可是当约翰写启示录这本书的时候，
the church has gone through some deterioration already.
这时候的教会已经有一些败坏。
Some say it is only a span of 30 years.
有些人说呢，只有30年的时间。
From the time when Paul established the church everywhere in Asia Minor.
当那个保只有30年的时间，从保罗在亚细亚建立所有教会的时候。
And only took 30 years, the church somehow has downgraded itself to a very dreadful situation.
只有30年的时间，教会就已经败坏到一个非常令人担心的状况。
You know, it is difficult to build something up.
我们知道建立一件事情是很难。
But for something to deteriorate and to be torn down is very easy.
但是呢，如果这件事情它要损坏或者是要倒下来的时候，非常简单。
And I used to work in architect's office.
我以前曾经在建筑师的事务所工作过。
And there was a historical landmark that we were working on at one time.
有一个很漂亮的、很漂亮、很漂亮的建筑物是我们的计划。
It was a historical landmark. It has a value of culture in Los Angeles.
是洛杉矶城市里头一个非常非常的有文化价值的地标。
And so the city tried to preserve it.
这个洛杉矶市希望能够保存。
And so they hired all kinds of specialists to protect the building.
所以他们找了很多的专家来保护这个建筑。
And we did a lot of work in that building.
我们做了很多的工作在那个建筑。
But before you know it, suddenly one day we heard the news.
但就在你不惊觉中，我们就听到了新闻。
And some homeless people lived in that building while nobody was there, and then light a fire.
有一些流浪汉住在里头，然后呢，他们就在里头生了火。
And then it burned down the whole building.
然后整个建筑物就烧掉了。
So it was just a waste, completely overnight.
所以我们这些功夫都白费了。
And just we looked at it, just kind of shook our head.
我们看了，我们就只是摇摇头。
Wow, you know, such history, such culture, such effort, it's all gone in the smoke.
这么多功夫，这么多历史，这么多文化，就在烟中消逝。
What do we learn from it?
事实上，我们学到了什么呢？
Nothing in this world can last forever.
这世界上没有一件事能够永远存留。
It does not matter how you treasure it and how much you want to protect it.
不管你多么的保护或多么的爱惜它。
If it has no eternal value to God.
如果在神的眼中没有长久的价值。
One day it will go.
有一天它就会消失。
But if we hold dear to that one thing,
但是如果我们好好的保持住这件事,
then we will find out that we will become the saddest person that there is.
如果我们一直保持住这些东西，那我们就会发现我们是全世界最哀伤的人。
And if we think the Church of the Living God is the building,
如果我们认为永活神的教会就是这栋建筑物,
if we think the Church of the Living God is a group of people,
如果我们认为永活神的教会就是这一群人,
if we think the Church of the Living God is the practice of some teachings,
如果我们认为永活神的教会就是一些教导,
one day when the church disintegrated,
有一天当教会不见的时候,
then we will become the most hopeless people on earth,
那我们就会成为地球上最无望的人。
But if we know that the Church of the Living God is in the hand of the Living God,
如果我们知道永活神的教会是在神他自己的手中,
then we shall rest in peace,
那我们就应该很安心。
Not to see all the condition of the people and then we got stumble in our hearts,
而不是因为就看到人的关系，那我们自己在心中就跌倒。
The Revelation 1:8-9 says, Jesus said that I am the Alpha and the Omega.
在启示录第一章上面，他说，主说，我是首先的，我也是末后的。
God has a plan, and He is the beginning and the end of that plan.
神他有一个计划，他是首先，他也是末后。
And He wants to take complete control of whatever He wants.
他需要完全的掌握他自己的心意。
And so therefore he executes his plan in his own timing.
所以他执行这个计划用他自己的时间。
And this Almighty God says that he is, he was, and he is to come.
所以这个永能的神他说他是昔在、今在以及以后永在的全能者。
Now he was given, he gave this revelation to the Apostle John so that John could see it in his old days.
所以他把这个启示给使徒约翰，所以约翰在他老年的时候可以看到这个启示。
Again, we say that John was in a desolation of an island.
所以我们知道呢，约翰他是在一个小岛上。
And John loves his master.
约翰喜欢他的主。
John loves the Church of the Living God.
约翰爱永活神的教会。
But then he sees no outward prosperity.
但他看不到任何希望。
He only saw desolation everywhere.
他就是看到周围的荒凉。
And when he perhaps is sighing on his own loneliness,
或许他自己很孤独。
And the Lord will show him that you are not alone in this.
但是主会跟他讲，你并不寂寞。
The Lord has a plan that he will be responsible and to make it happen.
主有一个计划，他在约翰身上有一个计划。
Provided John understand how he should stand before God.
如果这个计划呢，必须要约翰他自己能够知道他在这个计划前他要怎么办。
So John understood that he is a brother and fellow partakers.
所以呢，约翰知道他自己是一个弟兄，也是在主中有份的。
Partaking what?
在哪里有份
？Partaking in tribulation and kingdom and perseverance.
在破患难、国度以及忍耐中有份。
And indeed, by his Tribulation, kingdom, and perseverance.
事实上，借由他的患难、国度以及忍耐
，John lives on and he passed on the revelation of Jesus Christ.
约翰继续活下去，并且把耶稣基督的启示传递下去。
Let us read the passage, Revelation 1:1-3.
所以我们一起读启示录第一章一到三节。
And again, I will read a verse and our brother another. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his bondservants the things which must soon take place, and he sent and communicated by his angel to his bondservant John.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰。
Who testified to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw.
约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来。
Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near.
念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的 都是有福的，因为日期近了。
And here John was clearly given the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这里约翰清楚地得到了耶稣基督的启示。
And John is explaining this to us so that we may understand as well.
所以约翰希望能够跟我们解释，那我们也能够清楚地知道。
The revelation of Jesus Christ is given from God to His Son.
耶稣基督的启示是由神给的，神给他自己儿子的启示。
And when Jesus Christ received the revelation of Jesus Christ, He passed it on to His bond servants.
当耶稣基督得到了这个启示的时候，他就把它给他自己的仆人。
And there are two groups of the servants of Jesus Christ.
服侍耶稣基督的人有两种。
One group is the people that are called angels.
第一种是神的使者。
And they received the words of Jesus Christ and then they were sent to communicate it.
是这些使者得到耶稣基督的话，然后他们把它传播出去。
The other groups of the bondservant is called the apostles.
第二种服侍的人就是称为使徒。
And John is one of them.
约翰呢就是使徒之一。
And so the angels, in this particular revelation, angels pass on the revelation of Jesus Christ to Apostle John.
所以在这一个启示中，使者就把这个启示传给了使徒约翰。
And John's intention for the book of Revelation is to pass this on to all of us.
所以呢，约翰写启示录的目的就是把这个讯息再继续的传给我们所有的人。
It is the most blessed thing to receive the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这是最大的祝福，能够得到耶稣基督的启示。
And Jesus Christ said it in the book of Matthew that I am going to build my church on the revelation of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督在马太福音里头说到，我将要建立我的教会，在耶稣基督上面建立我的教会。
That means without the revelation of Jesus Christ, there is no real church building.
这就是指呢，如果没有耶稣基督的启示，那就没有教会。
And the church of Jesus Christ is what God has in His mind.
所以耶稣基督的教会是神的心意。
In order to build up the church, the Lord has to pass on the revelation to all the successive recipients.
所以如果想要建立教会的话，神一定要把耶稣基督的启示传给我们每一个人。
The Father wants to make a bride for His Son.
所以父神希望能够建立一个新娘，为他自己的独生子建立一个新娘。
So he is going to build up a church for his son Jesus Christ.
所以他要建立教会，为了他的独生爱子耶稣基督。
And this revelation is given from the Father to the Son to the angels to the apostles.
所以这一个启示呢，就是先从父神给他的儿子，最后给了使者，最后又给了使徒。
And the apostle is sending this message to all of us who reads it.
所以使徒呢，他又把这个信息传给我们每一个阅读的人。
This reading of the revelation of Jesus Christ shall capture all of our hearts.
所以这个呢，这一章启示录将会能够夺我们每一个人的心。
Because it is the most blessed thing for everyone who reads it and hear it and heed it.
所以我们每一个念这个、听见又遵守的，这就是最大的祝福。
Why? Because we become a part of this building of Jesus Christ.
为什么呢？因为如果我们这样做，我们就成为这个耶稣基督这个建筑的一部分。
But we see that there is an important thing of this passing on the revelation.
但我们可以知道，这个传播的过程中有一件非常重要的事。
Is that first of all, God has to obtain His own Son, Jesus Christ.
第一件事呢？神要得到他的独生爱子耶稣基督。
God is willing to give His Son for the world.
所以父神他愿意把耶稣基督为了这个世界把他的儿子给出去。
And so therefore Jesus Christ came to this world.
所以耶稣基督来到这世上。
But Jesus Christ has to be willing to pour out His life for the purpose of God.
但是耶稣基督他必须自己愿意牺牲他自己的生命，为了神永久的心意。
And he has to prove himself sinless, yet a sacrifice for the God's purpose.
他必须证明自己是无罪的，但是却又成为赎罪祭，为了神永久的心意。
Jesus Christ died for all sinners, and he was resurrected in the third day.
耶稣基督为所有的罪人而死，而在第三天他又复活。
He has finished the mission of God, and he became the overcomer in the will of the Lord.
他完成了父神给他的使命，他就成为了得胜者。
And he has crossed the finish line, and he is now in glory.
他已经越过了这个终点线，而且他已经在荣耀里。
But the purpose of Jesus God is always to call his brethren and the partakers of what he had so that we can also cross the finish line.
但是神的心意是就像耶稣基督一样，他必须要我们这所有的弟兄一起，我们一起来冲过这最后的终点。
And we are, in a sense, all the fruit of the works of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，我们实际上我们就是所有神的工作，我们就是这些果实。
Because of Jesus Christ, we receive life.
因为耶稣基督我们得到了生命
and we are all the fruits of his labor.
所以我们每一个人都是他辛苦劳作的果实
and you know whenever we come to the breaking of bread we know that it is by his redemptive work that we may sit here and to enjoy his salvation.
我们知道当我们每一次擘饼的时候我们都知道这是因为他的工作所以我们才可以在这里一起接受救恩
but there is a difference still betweenSomeone who is being blessed and someone who become blessings to others.
但是这有一个还是有一个很小的分别，一个被祝福的人和一个能够祝福人的人。
It's not a very small difference. It's a big difference.
这
to be a child as opposed to a mature son.
这不是一个很小的不同，这是一个很大的不同，一个小孩子和一个长大的孩子。
And a small child takes and receives all the time, and it is rightfully so.
当你还是一个小孩子的时候呢，你可以一直从别人那边领受东西，而且就是这个样子。
But as a person beginning to grow up,
但是你慢慢长大的时候
，it is not good enough for him to just receive.
你不可以只收
，and he has to be start making other people comfortable as well.
那你长大的时候，你必须要给予，让别人也能够舒服。
So for all of us who have children at the home.
所以我们每一个人都是家里的小孩。
If we overindulge our children,
如果我们太宠我们自己的小孩
，and some people will say you're spoiling your children.
有些人会说你宠坏了你的小孩。
And because by spoiling them, you make them more dependent of you.
因为你把他们宠坏了，他们就对你更依赖。
And, but one day our child doesn't matter how spoiled they will become. One day they need to be independent.
但不管这些小孩子多么的被宠坏，他们有一天还是要独立。
Now, granted, some children grow up faster than the other people.
当然，事实上有一些小孩子比另外一些小孩长更快的成熟长大。
And just like every time when I go back to Hong Kong visit my parents,
我每一次回香港见我的父母
，they always remind me we are living at a different time.
他们总是会提醒我，我们是在一个不同的时间里生活。
And they always told me that when I was your age, when I was a teen, I already did this and that.
他们一直说啊，当我像你这个年纪，当我还十几岁的时候，我就已经做了这些那些。
And when we were 50 years old, we already did this and that.
当我们五十岁的时候呢，啊，我们又做了这个些，做了那些。
And I said, yeah.
那我就说啊，就对。
And then at the end, they would say, "How come you're like this still?"
那最后他们就会说啊，那你现在怎么还是这样呢
？Well, the same thing happened between my son and I.
哎，这些事呢，在我跟我儿子之间也是这么回事。
When I was your age, I was already this and that.
我会跟我儿子讲啊，我像你这个年纪的时候，我已经做了这些，做了那些。
So at the end, I have to conclude this.
所以呢，最后我要这样结论。
Without some hardship.
如果没有试炼，没有艰苦。
And without some training and discipline.
没有规则以及没有规范。
Then everyone will just stay immature.
那每一个人也都没有办法成熟。
So it is same thing when we grow up in the church of God.
我们在神的教会里也是这样。
And without some kind of training and discipline, we will stay the way we are for a long, long time.
没有训练，没有管教的话，我们就还是会都没有办法进步。
It is not bad to be spoiled in the church.
哇，这不是一件坏事，在神的教会里被宠坏。
And when we are just like coming to the church, coming to the meeting, and then be fed.
啊，我们就是来教会，来聚会，然后就吃饱了。
And it is good for the first year or so.
哇，第一年这样可能不错。
But it is not enough. The second year on.
第二年以后这样就不够了。
Every one of us must see what I'm talking about.
我们每一个人都要知道我在讲什么。
Because we teach our kids the same thing.
因为我们教我们的孩子就是这样教。
So therefore, in the Son of God, I mean, in the Church of God, we also need to practice what we already know.
所以在神的教会里，我们也必须把我们这些日常生活中的知识在教会里用。
Now we may not be leaders of a big crowd in the church.
我们可能没有成为很大一群弟兄姊妹的领导者。
But if I am appears to 10 new converts in Christ,
但是如果我可以
，if I become the leader of 10 people.
如果我可以成为十个人的 领会者
And they were baptized at the same time I did.
如果我在这跟十个跟我一起受浸的人是同时受浸
10 of them are whining and then just complaining about the church all the time.
这十个人中他们就只是一直在抱怨教会
And they say the church is not doing this for me and the church is not clear on that.
他们说教会没有帮我做这个没有帮我做那个
Now if you are a leader,
如果你是一个领导
Seeing the revelation of Jesus Christ,
如果你看到了耶稣基督的启示
and what God wants to accomplish for the church,
你看到神要完成的心意在教会身上
with a little willingness,
只要有一点的愿意
to stand on God's side,
只要站在神的那一边
you could be an example to the 10 others,
你就可以成为这十个人的榜样
and oftentimes many preachers, many senior co-workers are my examples.
很多时候呢，很多的牧师以及很多年长的同工都是我的榜样。
Now I must say that none of them are perfect under my eyes.
我必须说呢，在我眼中，他们没有一个人是完美的。
But I know on the flip side, when they look at me, I'm not perfect either.
但我知道呢，在他们眼中的我当然也不是完全。
So I have to have the discernment.
所以我必须要能够分辨。
In what area that I see Christ, and that's why I want to be followers.
我必须他们身上知道某一部分我可以看到基督，那一部分我就要学习。
And the area that they are not quite there yet,
在他们身上还没有达到基督生命的部分。
Then I know I'm struggling just like they are.
那我就知道我跟他们一起的还在挣扎。
Now the leadership of Jesus Christ is something very real in His church.
耶稣基督的领导层在教会里是非常非常真实的。
I guess I want to say is that it has to pass on from one generation to the next generation very distinctly.
我们认为必须很特别、很独特的一代一代的传下去。
It has to be passed it on very clearly.
必须要很清楚的传下去。
And we are not passing on our own personality.
我们没有传达我们自己的人格。
We are not to preach about how good my life is.
我们不是跟人家讲说我们的生命有多好。
If everyone preach about himself,
如果每一个人都是传扬自己，
he is not preaching Christ.
他就不是在传扬基督了。
He may be a leader in the world.
他可以成为世界上的领导者。
But he is not a leader in the church.
但他不配当教会的领导者。
Because the world system is very different from the system in Christ.
因为世界跟基督的系统是完全不一样的。
The system of the world preach about himself.
这个世界的系统是自我夸耀
and they want to organize everything around one person.
所以呢，所有的事情都是根据一个人来计划组织
and so therefore they execute and push by one person.
所以这个整个世界的执行都是经由一个人来执行
and at the end one person gets all the glory.
所以呢，最后这一个人得到所有的荣耀
and this is how all the empires of the world works.
这是世界上所有的帝国都是这个样子
because that one person is always the self.
因为那么一个人就是他自己。
But the system of Jesus Christ is selfless center.
但是呢，基督的系统是完全的无己。
It is never about my ministry.
从来也不是我的使命。
It's always about the ministry of Christ.
永远都是基督。
All the servants of the Lord is to preach and teach Christ alone.
所有所有的服侍的人都是来传达基督。
But when we see this,
当他看到了
We want to be role models of Jesus Christ to others.
所以我们必须成为基督的像基督的榜样来成为别人的榜样
But we are not to be others' example of everything.
我们并不是要希望我们自己成为别人的榜样
Therefore, you know, we know that there are distinctly two different kinds of leadership at work today.
所以我们知道呢有两种完全不同的领导
And the leadership that in the book of Revelation is concerned.
所以在, 启示录里头的领导层是,
it's about a complete leadership in the seven churches.
这是一个完全的领导,
because God demands of his church before he can demand of anything else he created.
因为呢, 神他先要求他的教会, 然后再要求他所受到的事物。
If the church is being built up,
如果教会被建立了,
God has to obtain the pioneers of his heavenly way.
所以呢, 神就能够得到这些教会里的先锋者。
God has to obtain a group of people that conform to the image of his son.
所以神要得到一群人, 这一群人身上有他儿子的形象。
God has to have a group of overcomers that he can freely use.
神必须要一群得胜者, 他可以供他使用, 自由使用的得胜者。
And none of us is excluded from this.
我们没有一个人不能够进入。
To be overcomers is not the ministers only.
成为得胜者并不是只有传道人可以成为得胜者。
All the so-called responsible brothers.
或者认为负责弟兄,
or a certain Bible study leader. It is the responsibility of every Christian. That's why Jesus Christ said, he who has an ear, let him hear.
所以耶稣基督说,
now, I want to open this series and talk about five times of church leadership.
我这一系列讲到我必须要讲五次, 都是有关于教会的领导层。
And because the complete picture is given to us through the seven churches.
因为呢, 这完整的图是经由这七个教会而给我们。
Now we know the book of Revelation is the last book of the Bible.
我们知道启示录是圣经里头最后一卷书。
Now the first book of the New Testament is the book of Matthew.
新约里头第一卷书是马太。
The book of Matthew emphasized the lordship of Jesus Christ.
马太福音强调 神的耶稣基督的主权。
And at the end of Matthew, if you recall,
在马太福音最后, 如果你可以记住的话,
in chapter 28,
在第28章,
the Lord Jesus said, all authority has been given unto me.
耶稣基督说,
therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
所以你们到所有的国度去,
and teach them what you have learned.
而教他们你所见到的事。
And it is such a great commandment of the Lord.
这是这么伟大的托付。
Did he only give it to a few?
他只是给了这些人吗?
He has given to a few who will recognize Jesus Christ's authority.
他给了这些人, 谁能够了解, 谁能够认知到, 承认耶稣基督的权柄。
For 2008 years, a lot of Christians understand that.
2008年以来, 很多基督徒都知道这些。
So they become a part of the building of the church.
所以他们成为 他们成为教会的一部分,
and they become the workers of constructing the church.
他们成为建立教会的同工。
And why? Because they are building churches in the under the authority of Jesus Christ.
因为他们一起在耶稣基督的权柄里建立教会。
Not only they recognize Jesus Christ's lordship,
不只是他们承认耶稣基督的主权,
but they obey Jesus Christ and do all that he commanded.
而且他们顺服耶稣基督, 而且耶稣基督服从。
They receive the revelation from Jesus Christ.
他们从耶稣基督那里得到启示。
Then they make disciples of nations.
然后呢, 他们就成为这些万国的人。
And they pass the revelation of Jesus Christ on.
他们把耶稣基督的启示一直传下去。
And with for 2008 years,
2008年以来,
the church is growing continuously.
教会一直的在成长。
Without a stop.
从来也没有停止过。
Without a pause.
一刻也没有停止,
the building up of Jesus Christ continues.
耶稣基督的建立一直在持续,
and John had to see that.
约翰必须要看到,
even though he was by himself alone,
即使他是一个人,
he received that message.
他得到了这个讯息,
and the message given to him,
给他的讯息是,
all the words,
所有的道,
the whole testimony of Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督所有的见证,
including everything he saw,
包括他所有看见的,
John passed it on to us.
约翰把它传下去了,
in this form of the book Revelation.
在这本启示录里,
and so therefore we know the concluding chapter of the whole Bible,
所以我们知道在圣经里结束的这一篇,
is also founded upon the authority of Jesus Christ.
这也是耶稣基督的权柄。
In the book of Jesus Christ, the Lord will reveal himself openly.
在这本耶稣基督的书里头，他会把自己显现出来。
That he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings.
他是主中之主，王中之王。
And everyone shall bow before him.
每个人都要在他面前俯伏。
With the church circling around the throne.
在教会围在他的王冠周围。
And by that time they were built up.
到那时候建筑就完成了。
They were sealed by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就会在上头摆一个印。
And everything that the Lord wants to get done will be completed.
每一件神要完成的事就都完成了。
But we have to see it before that day comes.
但我们必须要先看见在那一天来之前。
Because that is the mission of the church.
这就是教会的使命。
John saw it.
约翰看见了。
All the saints in the past saw it.
所有的圣徒都看，过去的圣徒都看见了。
And today we have to see it.
今天我们也要看见。
And to see that the leadership of Jesus Christ continues in every one of us.
我们看到耶稣基督的领导层在我们每一个人的身上。
Now another aspect of the leadership of Jesus Christ is not for individual.
在另一方面的耶稣基督的领导并不是在一个个人身上。
It begins in every single Christian.
从每一个基督徒的身上。
But it has to be expand in a corporate body.
但必须到基督徒的整体身上。
The building up of the church is to take us away from individually living for our own purpose and goal.
所以教会的建立就是让我们不要独享我们个人的目的。
In order for us to share the brethren, the brotherly love one with another.
我们必须分享弟兄之爱，我们必须跟每一个弟兄分享这个弟兄的爱。
Because no one can accomplish it on his own.
我们没有一个人能够独自完成。
And even Apostle Paul.
即使保罗，使徒保罗也是。
Whenever he went out to work, he always brought along his co-workers.
当他每一次要到外头的时候，他都是带着同工。
And I hope that we must follow the same pattern.
我希望我们必须也能够跟随这些例子。
And not the pattern of the world.
并不是世界的规律。
The leadership of the world is about individual accomplishing what he wants.
世界上的领导是有关于个人，个人要完成个人的希望。
What I want for myself in a career.
我自己在我自己的事业上要完成什么。
What I want for my family in wealth and prosperity.
我要我的家庭要怎么样。
What I want in my kingdom for power and dominion.
在我的王国里我要怎样。
Depending on how selfish the person is.
这是在看这个人有多自私。
Some people are selfish enough just to want something for himself.
有一些人是这么的自私，他只是要自己一个人。
Some people are selfish that he wants the whole world.
有些人他自私到他必须个人拥有全世界。
But the principle is the same.
但这些道理是一样的。
For Jesus Christ's disciple is different.
但跟耶稣基督呢，跟耶稣基督的门徒这是就不一样了。
If one truly follows the Lord and recognizes him in his lordship.
如果有一个人跟随主并且能够承认他的主权
and understanding our commission is to bear fruit
而且了解到我们的使命就是结果时
then we must start to be a leader for others so that they may come to Christ
所以我们就必须成为别人的领袖层次目的是呢别人呢就能够来到基督前面
and that is not just by words
这并不是只是by这并不只是用言语。
It starts with our words.
这从我们的言语开始。
But it has to be by our living.
但是继续借用我们的生命。
And the church leadership, that is talked about in the book of Revelation.
教会的领导层就是在启示录里头有讲过。
The church leadership in Revelation.
教会的领导层在启示录里头教会的领导层
has to be achieved before the end before all the other stuff can come
领导层必须要先完成在我们做任何事之前必须要先完成领导层
and so let me just bear with me 7 more minutes
再跟我一起撑7分钟
and I will speak very quickly about the message to Ephesus
我会很快地说给以弗教会的信息。
Now, because of time, we're not going to read it here.
因为时间的关系，我们没有办法在这里读。
But I want every one of us to read it on your own.
但我希望你们每一个人都要自己读。
And I believe to many of us, this is very familiar passage.
我相信对我们每一个人都已经是很熟悉的。
And because we know the Church of Ephesians, the prominent position of the Church of Ephesians in the New Testament.
因为我们知道在新约里以弗所教会它的尊贵的地位。
And many of us actually call the Church of Ephesus the ideal church.
我们很多人说以弗所教会是个很理想的教会。
And a very right on church.
是一个非常对的教会。
And one day I was asking one of a very knowledgeable Bible scholar.
有一天我问一个非常非常的圣非常非常有名的圣经学者。
And I asked her, what do you think is the highest book of the Bible?
所以你认为呢最好圣经里头最高的书是哪一本书？
And she said it has to be the book of Ephesians.
她说是当然是启示录。
And because it talks about the heavenly realm so clearly.
因为这是告诉你天堂的情况。
It talks about the unity of the Christ and his church.
他们靠到教会里在基督的连结。
It talks about the abundance and the fullness and the great love of Jesus Christ that is moving.
这讲到神里头的爱以及丰富而且一直在移动。
It is the very heart of the heart of God.
这是核心这是神心意的核心。
The church of Ephesus is seemingly good in the beginning.
以弗所教会刚开始看起来很好。
But by the time John Apostle wrote about it,
可是当约翰使徒约翰写这本书的时候
as he heard that the Lord is talking to the angel of the church of Ephesus,
当他从神跟神的使者讲话的时候他听到了以弗所的光景。
And I don't know how John was feeling.
我不知道约翰感觉如何。
But I must say that, wow, the wisdom of Jesus Christ is higher than every one of us can think about.
但我一定要说耶稣基督的智慧胜过我们每一个人所能想象。
Although the Church of Ephesus seemingly is already in the heavenly realm.
虽然呢以弗所的教会看起来好像已经是在天堂的阶梯上。
But when Jesus Christ, the Lord himself, speaks to the church.
但是当耶稣基督他自己本人跟教会说话的时候。
He has something even higher to talk about.
他有更高的事情他可以讲。
How high is that high?
那么高有多高呢?
Let's first of all, let's see what the Church of Ephesians has already accomplished.
我们看看以弗所教会已经完成了什么。
And the Lord Jesus Christ said, I know your deeds, your toil, and perseverance.
我知道,他说我知道你的行为,我知道你的劳碌,我也知道你的忍耐。
The Church truly has revelation.
这个教会是有启示的教会。
And they have all the deeds that is commanded them.
他们有所有的行为给他们的命令他们都有行为。
And they were doing it and toiling in it.
他们会这么做而且非常的劳碌的做。
Not for a moment of revival.
不是没有一刻。
It's not about a short time.
这并不是只是很短的一刻。
But with perseverance.
而且是在忍耐中长期的。
You know, every time we come from a summer conference, a lot of us are charged up a little.
我们知道我们每一次从夏令会回来我们都会说哦我们充电了。
And perhaps we desire to have the deeds in the church.
或许我们就会夏令会之后我们就会想要说哦我们要有行为。
Some of us even have the heart to toil a little bit.
所以我们有些人还会有这些心智啊我们要劳碌一下。
But the track record for our church is not so well.
但是我们教会过去的历史而言并不是那么的好。
A lot of times, 2 weeks, 3 weeks tops, then everything is forgotten.
常常呢就是两个礼拜。最了不起三个礼拜
As if we don't have perseverance.
我们没有这个忍耐持久。
So compared to the Church of Ephesus, seems like we are fallen short.
所以我们跟以弗所教会比我们好像还差了那么一点。
And so we are not thinking ourselves better than the Church of Ephesus.
所以我们不要自己以为我们比以弗所教会好。
And then the Lord says that you cannot tolerate evil man.
而且呢神他又说我知道你不能够容忍恶人。
And we know all the evil of man is because they are selfish.
我们知道所有的恶人因为这些恶人呢他就是自私的。
And they have their own agenda when they push certain things.
当他们做一件事情的时候他们有自己的目标。
And so, the church will not tolerate such thing in them.
所以呢教会不会容许这样的恶人。
And the church of Ephesus truly know the truth.
而呢以弗所教会他是真正知道真理。
Wait a minute, the church is not just this person.
所以我们知道教会并不是这么一个人。
Except,This person has to be Jesus Christ.
教会并不是某一个人的，除非这个人他是耶稣基督他自己。
And so the people of the church will not tolerate evil men.
所以我们知道呢，所以教会里的人他没有办法容忍恶人。
And the Bible says that the church put to test those who call themselves apostles.
所以呢，圣经上有写，他说教会他也曾经试验那个自称为使徒却不是使徒的。
And they are not and found them to be false.
他们测验那些自称使徒不是使徒的，而且发现他们是假的。
Oh, this is some revelation.
哦，这是一个很大的启示。
Who is there to challenging something someone called themselves apostle?
谁敢能够挑战说那些自称为使徒的人？
Don't challenge me because I never call myself apostle.
不要质疑我，因为我从来也没有说我是个使徒。
In fact, none of us call ourselves apostle.
事实上，我们没有一个人叫我们自己使徒。
But at the time of Ephesus, a lot of people want to be apostle.
但是在以波朵教会实习，很多人想要当使徒。
And the church continuously to stand on the truth and against all tides.
而这个教会一直站在真理上，而且它一直能够抵挡。
And they have perseverance and endured for the name of Jesus Christ.
而他们有忍耐，他们能够持久，为了耶稣基督的缘故。
And they did not grow tired.
他们能够忍耐，为他的名受苦，而且不乏倦。
While a church with that standard is so high.
哦，有这能够达到这个标准的教会真的是很高。
That is a sanctified church.
这是一个纯洁的教会。
They do not practice the so-called love loosely.
他们并不只是哦单纯的行使爱，就是随随便便的行使爱。
They love the Lord.
他们是真的爱神。
They love Jesus Christ.
他们爱耶稣基督。
They love Jesus Christ's church.
他们爱耶稣基督的教会。
And they practice in it.
而且他们是这样的实行。
And they to a point that they love the revelation of Jesus Christ.
而且到了一个程度呢，他们就爱耶稣基督的启示。
And they know what the revelation of Jesus Christ is.
他们知道耶稣基督的启示是什么。
Because many of them has experienced it.
因为他们很多人都有经历。
Now reading up to this point, they are pretty mature church, don't you think?
所以我们读到这边，我们觉得哦，他们是一个很成熟的教会，难道不是吗？
Indeed, they are very mature.
事实上，他们是真的很成熟的教会。
But A church can never be too mature.
但是没有一个教会是可以太成熟，过于成熟。
A person cannot grow old and then just brag about his status.
一个人并不能够因为老了就能够一直夸耀自己的地位。
And the person in Jesus Christ has to remain humble.
在耶稣基督的人必须一直的谦虚。
The church of Ephesus has a lot to be proud of.
以弗所教会有很多可以骄傲的事。
But The Lord has one thing against them.
但是呢，耶稣基督有一件事情要责备他。
He simply said, "You have left your first love."
他就是很简单说，你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Now, the Church of Ephesus knows who the Lord Jesus Christ is.
以弗所教会知道耶稣基督是谁。
Jesus Christ is his first love.
耶稣基督是他的最初的爱。
And because the love of Jesus Christ and the Church is so close.
因为爱耶稣基督和爱教会是如此的接近
，and therefore they receive the revelation that is very deep.
所以他们得到耶稣基督的启示，大大的得着。
There is not a revelation of Jesus Christ that is not given to the Church of Ephesus.
所有耶稣基督的启示都给了以弗所教会。
And it is given in the great love of Christ.
是因着耶稣基督极大的爱，所以给他们这个启示。
And the Church of Ephesus enjoy this love and enjoy this revelation.
以弗所教会非常非常享受这个爱，还有这个启示。
And they faithfully receive this revelation.
他们非常忠实的接到了这个启示。
And for the truth that they have received, they stood strong.
因为他们得到了这个真理，他们就坚强的站立。
They practice in the truth.
他们操练这个真理。
They walk in the truth.
他们在这个真理里行走。
And people could see the deeds, the toil, and the perseverance.
而且呢，周围的人也可以看到这个行为、劳碌以及忍耐。
People admire a church like that.
人们很羡慕这样的教会。
But Jesus Christ see beyond the outward condition.
但是耶稣基督看到了更胜过外在的东西。
At some point in time,
在某一时间
we don't know from the time of Paul to the time of John, when did it happen?
我们不知道从使徒保罗到使徒约翰中间这件事情什么时候发生。
But the church of Ephesus has lost something.
那我们在以弗所在这个过程中是离弃了一些东西。
And because they left their first love.
他们离开了他们起初的爱心。
Therefore, they lost something without knowing it.
所以他们失去了一些重要东西，他们不知道他们失去了。
And let me give an example.
我给你一个例子。
The church is the bride, is going to be the wife of the Christ.
教会是新娘，将要成为基督的太太。
And the church of Ephesus knows that.
以弗所教会知道这件事。
And they know, and they are fathoming the great,the love of the Christ together as a church.
他们知道，所以他们一起爱基督，成为一个教会。
And they know exactly how to behave, husband and wife.
他们确切知道要怎么成为丈夫以及先生。
Parents to children.
父母。
Master to servant.
主仆。
And all this relationship is talked about clearly in the book of Ephesus.
这些关系在以弗所书里头都讲得很清楚。
And they were able to keep them all.
他们都能够保守这些关系。
But the Lord has this one thing very strangely against them.
但是呢，耶稣基督有一件，但神有这件事情非常非常奇怪，我们会觉得奇怪。
And talk about them has left the first love.
你们离弃了起初的爱心。
Is that possible?
这可能吗？
When someone has a revelation of Jesus Christ.
当有人有耶稣基督的启示。
When someone has the experience in Jesus Christ.
这些人经历了主耶稣基督。
And then he keep on pursuing the revelation.
然后他一直追求这个启示。
And he keep on pursuing the experience in the Holy Spirit.
他一直追求这个经历圣灵的启示。
Then he left his first love.
可是呢，他却离弃了他起初的爱心。
Is it possible?
这可能吗？
I think it is possible.
我认为是非常可能。
Because the Bible has said so.
因为圣经上是这么说的。
A man loves a woman.
一个男人爱一个女人。
A woman loves the man.
一个女人喜欢一个男人。
The end result is that they got married.
最后呢，他们就结婚。
And they form a happy family.
他们就成立了一个愉快的家庭。
But the man has to develop his career.
但男人必须发展他的事业。
By the wisdom of God, he developed his career.
用神的智慧，他来发展他自己的事业。
And a woman has to give birth to children.
女人要生小孩。
And by the grace of God, they have a lot of children.
神的恩典，他们就有很多的小孩。
And then time keeps on keeping on.
时间就一直过去。
And sometime, don't know when.
就在某一时之间，不知道何时。
The man beginning to love and pursue and more desiring of his career.
这个男人呢，他就更爱他的事业，一直追求他事业。
And the wife loved the children more than her husband.
这个太太呢，就更爱她的小孩，胜过爱她的丈夫。
Do you know what I'm talking about?
你知道我在讲什么吗？
It is possible.
这是很可能的。
But if when that happens,
当这些事情发生的时候，
the very core of the family is being shaken.
家庭的核心就动摇了。
A church of Jesus Christ can have all the revelation and all the experience and all the gifts in the Holy Spirit.
基督的教会可以有所有的启示，所有的经历，圣灵的经历。
But it is not by pursuing revelation and experience to complete us.
但我们的完全并不是接着经由经历圣灵或经启示而来。
Christ is the husband.
基督是丈夫。
The church is the wife.
教会是太太。
They are first love to each other.
他们是彼此最初的爱。
And without this unity in one flesh,
没有这个在一个肉体里中这个联合，
the church will fall apart.
这个教会就会分崩离析。
A family will fall apart.
一个家庭就会分崩离析。
May not to a point of divorce.
或许不会到离婚的程度。
But there is no longer reality.Of a family or of a church.
但是呢，这个家，这个教会就没有实际。
This is the very first message that the seven churches receive.
这是第一个讯息，这是七个教会得到第一个讯息。
Before Jesus Christ continued to expound on the revelation.
当耶稣基督继续在启示上的时候。
And bring up all the saints to the same knowledge of Jesus Christ.
想要把所有的圣徒都能够跟耶稣基督一样的。
Before the saints can develop into maturity of the life of Christ in them,
当这些圣徒能够发展他们自己成熟在基督
里 or serve God according to His eternal purpose,
或者是服侍神根据神永恒的旨意
the first and foremost important thing about the relationship between church of Christ,
第一件也是最重要的事就是教会跟基督之间的关系
is are they staying together as their first love to each other?
是他们还教会跟基督还有没有在一起，就像起初的最爱。
This is not about someone else's organizational skill of the church.
这并不是其他管理教会的，我们说管理教会的技术。
It is about the relationship of the reality of all of us to our beloved Jesus Christ.
这是一个实际，一个关系上的实际，就是我们爱基督。
Jesus Christ called the church of Ephesus to repent.
耶稣基督叫以弗所教会去悔改。
What otherwise?
不然要怎么样呢？
Jesus Christ threatened to remove the lampstand from the church of Ephesus.
耶稣基督威胁他们要把这个灯台拿走。
Then we see how serious is this matter of leaving the first love.
我们看这是多严重，当你离弃你起初的爱心。
The church can remain outwardly as the church.
教会还是能够成为教会。
Doing all the deeds and toiling and with perseverance.
这个教会还是可以有这些行为，劳碌忍耐。
But somehow Jesus Christ cared for, desired something greater than that.
但是我们知道基督要的是一件更伟大的事。
That is, the church must have the right relationship with him.
而且这个教会必须与基督有一个正确的关系。
If you are a husband,
如果你是一个丈夫，
love your wife,
爱你的太太。
If you are a wife,
如果你是一个妻子，
love your husband,
爱你的丈夫。
That is the reality of each household.
这是每一个家的实际。
We know Christ has no problem loving for his church.
我们知道基督爱教会，这是没有问题的。
And it happened for the highest church that is mentioned of the Bible.
这件事却发生在圣经里最好最好的教会。
Is that the church of Ephesus has left the first love?
这个最好的教会还是发生了，以弗所教会还是发生了，他们离弃了起初的爱心。
And we'll pick up next time from here.
我们将下个礼拜将下次将从这里开始继续讲。
Because of time, I don't think we'll sing the hymn.
我们不唱诗歌，因为时间。
Now, again, I would like to say this one thing.
我还是要再说一件事。
That there are five messages on this.
一共有五篇。
And I barely scratch the skin of this leadership of the church.
我只是刚刚的蜻蜓点水。
I know it is something very scattered presented to you.
我知道可能不是很有组织。
But I have this very deep burden for his church.
但是我有一个很深很深的负担。
And this is not about my wisdom.
这并不是我的智慧。
It is not about what I want to do in the church.
并不是我自己要做什么。
But as I study the word of God.
是当我读神的话的时候。
And as we see our condition as the church.
我看到我们身为我们教会的光景。
I know we can do better.
我知道我们可以做更好。
I know we can build each other up in his church.
我们可以知道我们可以彼此建立。
But I need all of us to participate in this.
但我们要每一个人都能够加入。
And so, let us pray about this ourselves.
所以我们自己为这件事情来祷告。
May the Lord make each one of us a blessing.
让神让我们成为每一个人都成为能够祝福别人的人。
How can we bear fruit in the Lord?
我们将在神里头要如何结果呢
？We have to abide in Jesus Christ.
我们必须住在基督耶稣基督里面。
The purpose of abiding in Jesus Christ is not to make me more spiritual.
这个目的住在耶稣基督里的目的就是让我们能够更属灵。
The purpose of abiding in Jesus Christ is so that we can know the supply of the Lord.
当我们住在耶稣基督里的时候，目的就是我们可以得到他所给我们的养分。
From the message of the summer conference, we hear this.
从夏令会我们听到了。
The supplies of the Lord comes two ways.
耶稣基督给我们的养分有两种方式。
One is the inner abiding of the tree, of the branches.
第一种是藉由树干得着，在树干里头。
The other is through the vine dresser to prune the branches.
第二个呢，是从葡萄园的员工去剪这个枝子。
We are not talking about pruning yet.
我们还没谈到剪葡萄枝。
But we have to return to our first love and abide in him.
当我们要回到我们起初的爱心，然后我们住在基督里面。
So that we may find it in ourselves the willingness to be pruned by the Father.
所以我们呢，我们必须要先这样做，所以我们才能够有这个意愿，愿意让天父来剪我们的枝子。
Because the purpose is so for his church to bear fruit and bear it more abundantly.
因为最大的目的就是希望他的教会能够结果子。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we come before you as your church.
神，我们到你 面前成为一个教会。
The church that is purchased by your blood and your redemption.
被你的血和你的救恩所买回。
We thank you that we can be called a people on earth.
我们很高兴，我们赞美你，我们能够成为世界上被你选中的人。
We are so privileged that we may partake of all that is in Jesus Christ.
我们是这么的高兴，我们能够与耶稣基督有份。
And call one another brothers and sisters.
我们能够叫彼此弟兄姊妹。
Lord, we treasure what you have given us.
哦，主，我们非常珍惜你给我们的。
As you love us, we desire to love you.
当你爱我们的时候，我们也想要爱你。
But Lord, do not make us an old church.
哦，主耶稣，不要让我们变成一个老的教会。
Make us a church that is refreshed all the time in your grace.
让我们成为一个在你恩典里常新的教会。
That we may be refreshed in your love all the time.
所以我们也可以在你的爱里得到更
新。Teach us to abide in you.
教我们如何在你里头过生活。
So that we may enjoy the love that you have given us.
所以我们可以享受你给我们的爱。
And find it in our heart's willingness to be pruned by the husbandman.
而在我们心里，我们能够找到这个意愿，能够愿意被剪掉葡萄枝。
Lord Jesus, we are thankful.
主耶稣，我们非常的感恩。
That you have not called one or two.
你没有只是呼召了一个或两个。
And we are only special when we are in Christ Jesus.
我们是特别的人，只有我们在你里头。
And you are calling all of us.
你是呼召我们每一个人。
He who has an ear, let him hear.
有耳朵的就该听。
And you have said, blessed is he who reads the words.
你曾经说了，念这书的就得到祝福。
And hear the prophecy of Jesus Christ.
这是耶稣基督的预言。
And also to heed everything you have said to us.
遵守每一件事，你告诉我们的每一件事。
And above all else,
所有的。
Above all else,
在所有的事情之上。
We desire to return to our first love.
我们决定，我们必须要回到我们起初的最爱。
Lord, bring us into your love.
主，把我们带到你的爱里。
Make us realize that we love you as well.
让我们自己能够了解到，我们也爱你。
We commit each of us into your hand.
我们把我们每一个人都放在你的手里。
And we pray that you will eliminate our will of self.
我希望你能够除去我们心中的自我。
That we have a selfless will for your church.
我们就能够无私的意愿为着你的教会。
No one is different.
没有一个人是不同的。
But we thank you for the salvation of the cross.
我们感谢你十架的救恩。
For all have died when we baptized in you.
为所有我们在里头受洗，而就已经与过去死亡的。
And now we rise in the newness of life.
我们就在新的生命里，
在神。That we may practice the love for one another.
我们可以操练我们的彼此的相爱。
In your great household.
在你这伟大的家庭里。
We ask you to make each one of us a blessing.
我希望你能够让我们每一个人都成为别人的祝福。
That your church may be ready vessel for your use.
你的教会就能够成为让你使用的器皿。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你，主。
We commit the series of message into your hand.
我们把这一系列的讯息都放在你的手里。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.